You've got the same teeth.
Thank you so much. I wish I had his height.
I wish it was Olivia Atwood and Ryland Clark.
I wish you'd shut up. It's like a bit of rope to my ankle and I'll give a couple of tugs when I want to come out, eh? I think they call it potholing. Hello, hello. What's happened? I've fallen in live again. How'd you get disciplinary as a monster girl? I can't wait for this.
I was in a hotel bar drunk and I had a monster logo necklace around my neck and I called someone on Instagram Live and they screenshotted it.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast Reheated, where we can chat about whatever we want for as long as we want. If you are easily offended, then move along. This is for the people who can take a joke. Liv, should we crack on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, all right, let's do it. Before we get into the week roasted, how's your week been? Talk to me.
It's been chunky.
Unusual.
I always say
phrasing.
That, like, if I've had a busy week, it's been a chunky week. Like, it's
I say
been,
heavy.
If I think of heavy, I think of, like, drinking. It's been a heavy week.
Yeah.
So it's, like, been 5 a.m. every morning for, like, 6 mornings. And I'm not complaining because obviously I know I'm very lucky to have this job, but it's starting to affect me.
I feel you. I think we're both slightly delirious.
Yeah.
So we've had a chunky, heavy week.
I started my week. Well, does Sunday start the week? I took my dad to the F1.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Do you know what? It was actually so nice because I can't remember the last time I did something just me and my dad. So that was really nice. But
your dad's a massive car nut as well, isn't he?
Massive. Like, he raced in Formula 2. He was like...
Did he?
Yeah, and he was like at the Brands Hatch Racing Academy and all this stuff. So he's really into it.
Can I just point out as well, your family is just like a bunch of achievers.
I know.
Like, how wild. Like, your family's a bunch of achievers. Mine are like a bunch of Asbos. Like, it's just, life's
it's
so unfair.
It's a very high achieving family, I have to say. The pressure is immense.
So how do you feel about being sort of like the kind of black sheep?
Well, now I've kind of caught up with them, but for a while, it was tough.
It was tough.
I didn't want to be the one at the dinner table, like, oh, what's everyone been up to? Well, I stood next to a racetrack in a bikini.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you shared a photo on socials that's caused quite a lot of chat.
So we went to F1. It just got me reminiscing that I used to basically like live at racetracks when I was a monster girl, which essentially, in case you don't know, it's associated with the energy drink. They have these girls that are like in a calendar and then basically you like travel around the world to different extreme sport events. So like I did F1, MotoGP.
How old were you when this was happening?
So I started with them when I was like 21, maybe.
So I imagine actually... probably quite a fun job to be doing.
Unreal.
To be honest,
are you joking?
Like 21, like travelling the world and going to do all this like cool stuff. I imagine, because I know you, drunk for most of it.
A lot of heavy drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of partying, a lot of boyfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just like a really good time, travelled the world.
There's a twinkle in your eye when you talk about it.
I know. Do you know what? I was thinking when I was posting my photos, like life was just so simple back then.
Mm.
And like we really thought we'd cracked it. But weirdly, it's like, you know, you almost feel like you're leaving the ship, so you might as well burn it down kind of vibes. When I decided in my mind that I was going to do Love Island, I managed to like clock up like 3 disciplinaries in a row, so I was going to get sacked anyway.
Yeah. Nice.
The first one was I had...
How'd you get disciplinary as a monster girl? I can't wait for this.
Because they take, obviously, the brand really seriously. So, like, there's loads of things that, like, this actually sounds so crazy. I've never even talked this much detail about it, but there was a monster girl handbook... like for real, it was like an online document, but it had like the rules in it. It's like your hair had to be a certain length. You couldn't cut it shorter than like boob height. You had to always style your hair in a soft wave. You had to have manicured nails that were like neutral coloured. You had to fit into the uniform.
Wow.
Make that what you will. You weren't allowed to fraternise with drivers or monster athletes of any description.
So is that what your disciplinaries were for?
It wasn't. I was much more low shooting. I was in a hotel bar drunk after a job and I had a monster logo necklace around my neck and I called someone the C word on a like an Instagram Live and they screenshotted it. That was the first one. The second one was like conduct at a monster event. So that was like being wasted.
Presumably, obviously, this was a long time ago, so you wouldn't do that now.
How did I really change that much?
I think you have. I didn't know you then. You're a lot more serious now, in a good way, when it comes to work. Like, you actually care.
It's weird, though, because I cared then. Like, I always was competitive. Like, I had to be, like, the head girl.
Hold on. So you weren't just a monster girl. You were, like, the monster girl.
Well, I would, like, if there was, like, brand activation, they'd do, like, posters and things like, and I was like, if I wasn't that girl, I'd be like, why am I not the big poster?
So is that like the equivalent of like, if you're at school, like being like head girl?
Or like if you're in a band, being Nicole.
You were the lead singer of
Monster.
That's
what I aspired to be. But then in my downtime, I used to let my hair down quite a lot.
I mean, have you got any kind of outrageous stories that you can say?
I've got so many, but Joe, what's really hard is that a lot of them I had to NDA, and the second thing, a lot of them are illegal.
So obviously we do the radio show and this is the Sunday Roast Reheated where there's extra smart, but your monster days, the stories are too smutty for this. Do we need like an extra podcast, which is the smart behind the smart?
I just feel like I like having this job that I have now and I don't want to lose it.
To be honest with you, I would rather you don't speak then, because I quite like having you with me to do this.
Okay. So let's talk about your Pete.
Yep. No, and I can talk about that.
Let's talk about
Pete.
Your past life. When I was a monster girl then, and that was in like 2016. What year did you join TOWIE?
2014.
Prior to TOWIE, what was life like?
Completely different to TOWIE and completely different to what you were doing. I had a real job.
Wow.
People hate it when I talk about this as well.
Why?
I'm going to be honest with you, Liv, it sounds right wankery.
Okay, go on.
So I was an international sales director for a medical recruitment company.
Oh, my God.
So I set up offices all over the world. I had quite a few people working for me. I had different teams doing different things. I set up multi-million pound divisions for different companies. I had like a proper job.
Did you have to fire anyone?
Oh, yeah, it was my favourite thing to do.
How would you do a firing? So say you've got to let me go.
It
depends. As if I wouldn't have had to report you to HR first.
Well, okay, so this is what I was going to get into. I don't know how much I can say about some of this stuff, but it was very, very different. Like, originally, I worked for a smaller company that was bought out by a larger company, and that's when HR really came in, because we used to do some pretty rogue stuff. So I used to really work hard, play hard. So as long as everyone was cracking on, I would take people out, and then I'd say to them, look, let's all have a blind eye, but everyone needs to be in the office a certain time tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would make sure I was there, because quite often I'd sleep in the office just to make sure I was there, and then just pop into TM Lewin and buy a new white shirt just to crack on for the rest of the day. Don't mess about. So I would then take my chair, sit with a coffee by the front door and time people coming in. So if they weren't in at the right time, and if
God,
they didn't come
sick.
In, I would take their chair away and they'd have to stand for the entire day. Or I would make them do lines on a board in front of everyone saying, Pete is a god and I will always respect what he says.
You still that were became a problem. And you still are now.
That became a problem when we were bought out by a large company and then HR got involved.
And even despite the fact that you are a horrendous human being, it sounds like you had a pretty good job.
I don't think you would have lasted long.
Why?
Mainly because I think I would have hated working with you.
Why?
Because I don't think you really would have done anything you were asked to do. I think you would have just done your own thing. And
I've got a massive problem with authority.
Yeah, and I think that would have been a real issue for you and I. I mean, luckily for us, we're just kind of on a level playing field, aren't we?
What the fuck? Am I not in charge?
Oh, shit. Is that where I've got it wrong? Can you imagine
we're
one
on
of...
a level playing field.
Okay, so actually...
Says the girl that doesn't know how to turn her computer on.
So imagine I'm your boss. How would you find me as your boss?
Not great.
How do you think you would cope being my boss?
Fine. You're quite obedient on the whole.
Sorry, I'm not a Labrador. What are you talking about? Here, boy, go and sit down. He's a good boy. What do you mean? Do you think if you were my boss that I would fall into line then, yeah?
No, I think you'd try and fall into something else, though.
I mean, fall being an operative word, you'd have to tie a bit of rope to my ankle and I'll give a couple of tugs when I want to come out, eh? I think they call it potholing. Anyway, Hello, hello, hello. What's happened? I've fallen in live again.
In other news, somehow, because you are a sanctimonious piece of shit.
Sanctimonious?
Sanctimonious?
Do you know what? One of my favourites, that.
You've got hardcore fans and don't... Like, I'm not even going to like pretend that I found this. I don't sit at home, like, Googling Pete's name.
You set up this fan club.
I'm setting up... Listen. Our producer Lydia found...
Don't pass the buck.
A fan page on Facebook with 140,000 followers on Facebook, and it's called Pete's Pirates. Do you run this page?
So I don't have Facebook. I think that's absolutely wild. But if there was ever going to be a place for me to have a fan page, it would be Facebook. I think I live rent-free in a lot
and
of people's
heads on
Facebook.
And this isn't like a dormant account. Like, they are uploading content regularly.
What, still now?
All the Strictly dancers are on there. The profile picture is your Strictly like headshot.
Oh, so that is recent.
It says actually here, fan page of Pete the Pirate Wix. Please contact his management team for bookings. People caught promoting the page without permission will be banned. So they are running a tight ship.
Pete's Pirates don't fuck about, let's be honest with you.
In case this audience doesn't know why you're called Pete the Pirate, should we tell them?
All right, so there's a number of reasons, but the Pete the Pirate thing became like a thing when I first joined TOWIE because I looked like I'd kind of washed up on a desert island. I was long hair, tattoos, just a bit grubby. Looked like I probably smelled of alcohol and was
like
probably
Pirates
drunk.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
A little bit, to the point where I used to do PAs and they would play the Pirates of the Caribbean music as I came in. And they used to do pirate themed parties. So people would turn up with like inflatable parrots, eye patches, that sort of stuff. And it became a thing. But originally, it was actually my mum that called me Pirate Pete. And it was all to do with your favourite thing, my lazy eye. When I was a child, I had to wear an eye patch because of my lazy eye. And my mum used to go, oh, it's okay, you're a pirate. And then I told someone that, and then because of then I grew up to look like a fucking mess, I became Pirate Pete.
Do you think subconsciously, like, the patch was the start of your, like, aesthetic journey towards looking like this? It kind of turned into, like, performance art.
I don't know.
What was it like being a kid at school with an eye patch? That can't have been, that must have been rough.
It wasn't great.
And also,
but,
it's quite disorientating, I feel.
Yeah. It was kind of fine, really, because anyone that really saw you, just chin them. So.
With one eye.
Just swing at the same time. It'd be fine. You'll catch someone eventually. So that was where Pirate Pete came from. So 140,000 of Pete's Pirates. What would your... Have you got like a little...
140,000 middle-aged women frigging themselves off to your Strictly dances.
Great taste. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say great taste. You must have fan pages.
No, don't think so. Well, no. Not that I'm aware of. Got hate pages.
Yeah. We actually found one on Facebook called We Hate Liv. It's set up by a guy... called Pete Wicks. Oh, no.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
So here's our first bit of news. This week, Hugh Grant spotted falling asleep in the Wimbledon Royal Box.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's iconic.
He's just a legend.
Can you just imagine Hugh Grant just tennis and just back and forth? And blah, blah, blah.
I was like, was he doing it as a joke? But then I saw some footage and like, he's out. Like,
no, he's fully
out. But
also,
could the person next to him not have just given him a little nudge?
To be fair, it's the sort of thing that I think I'd do.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of tennis. Do you know what I mean? I don't really care about the tennis, but I like to go to Wimbledon because you can get drunk. And I imagine what he's done, he's got drunk, forgot that he's quite old, and then fallen asleep. It was hot as well.
Yeah, and like, you sit in them seats. And tennis is long. What you're in there for like 3-4 hours. Not me. I left quite abruptly after the start last time. But
I'm going to put it out there. I used to think Hugh Grant was a bit of a pillock. Quite like him now.
Okay.
Oh, all right then, yeah. Bored of me, are you?
That's another way to go from pillock. Anything to do with Drake reminds me of being single. Don't ask me why. I must have been single for like 5 minutes when there was a big Drake song. Just text me back. Anyway, I wonder if he's on his private jet. Have you seen this obnoxious thing that he flies around on?
Are you talking about Air Drake?
Is that his official name?
I think it's the official name, and that makes me want to throw up.
It's basically a private jet that has clouds all over it. It's got 3 private suites, 2 living rooms, an entertainment room, and 1 bathroom.
Cheap though, he got it at a bargain price of around 80 to 100 million. How much was your private jet?
I don't have one yet, but I really, like, obviously would love one.
What would that be called? Live Air? And what would you decorate that
like
with?
Living.
Would you be as ridiculous as Drake and put clouds all over it? Or would you... Laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos. And I'd have, like, dark leather, which I know is not typically done because I'd always want to get a spray tan before I went on the jet and I
absolutely
wouldn't want to ruin the seats.
Yeah, and leather would be good because it's sort of wipe clean, isn't it? Wonderful.
Ew! Now it's time for the news stories we can't share on the radio.
This one is wild.
Yeah.
People having phone sex on FaceTime will now get a warning from Apple. So if you are getting down to it, if you're in a long-distance relationship and you're whacking all your bits out and having a little bit of, like, adult time and that...
We know what phone sex is, thanks, though.
Not everyone likes a bit of...
Oh, you were going to try and say something rude.
No, I would never do that to you.
Basically, FaceTime will pause the video if you're undressing and basically the prompt screen will ask you if you'd like to resume the audio or the video or end the call.
I mean, it's a little bit of a mood killer, isn't it?
I'm trying to think of, like, why. I guess it's like if someone is, like, being forced into that situation, it's to give them, like, a moment to kind of...
It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? If you are doing that, and it works for, like, long-distance things, doesn't it? People like to do that sort of stuff.
Normally there's one party that really wants to do phone sex and the other party's like, oh...
Why does it make me feel like you're the party that's like, oh...
I don't know that many women that, like, enjoy phone sex.
No.
Like, I've had
funny
full
enough,
phone
so
sex. Like, if I was having phone sex with someone, I could also be, like, reorganising, like, kitchen drawer, like...
Right.
Folding my laundry. Like, I could be doing anything at the same time.
Let's just say everyone wants to be involved.
Okay, yeah, let's say all parties are consenting in a dream world and a fucking fairy tale.
Yeah, let's just say, like, everyone is just on well up for this. This is great. And then you're getting down to it. Oh, babe, what are you wearing? Doing all that sort of stuff. And then slowly start undressing. And then it goes...
You sure you want to carry on?
Yeah,
but
come
I
on,
think
come
that
on.
It's going to recognise the body parts by AI, so I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's actually one of them, like, if it does like facial recognition or crop recognition, they just wouldn't be able to find it.
You'd have to have
I'd
it
be able to whack it out
camera.
And they'd be like, what the fuck's happened there? Is that, has he got his car? I'm not entirely sure. Apple would be confused. Would you like to continue? There's a man with a button mushroom. Who knows?
No, we don't cock shame on this podcast.
Do we not? Are you sure?
Only you.
Only me, yeah. It's only allowed if it's me. So just be careful when you're having phone sex. We're playing a game. WhatsApp roulette. We were given a word, which was finger, and asked to search it in our WhatsApp chat.
It was traumatising, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, there was a range of answers, some of which we probably can't share.
So the context stays out of it. We'll let you think about it.
Yeah.
So my top one, it said, put your finger in and taste it.
Okay, I mean, I had a number of them. Fat fingers allow it. Just under that was my fingers smell.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And the last one, excuse the dirty fingers, I had to oil the bike.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we played this voice note from Bailey.
Hi, guys. I actually thought this was Olivia Atwood and Ryan Clark. Just mentioned that to my partner, and he's only just gone and told me it's Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. So, yeah. Embarrassing.
I'll be honest with you, Bailey, that's more embarrassing for me than it is anyone else.
You've got the same teeth.
Thank you so much. I wish I had his height.
I wish it was Olivia Atwood and Ryland Clark.
I wish you'd shut up.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This is the Sunday Roast with Olivia Atwood and a guy that's just secured himself an underwear deal. Where's the air horn? There it is. Sorry, I wasn't ready. Guys, it's my first time touching buttons.
So what we've done is we've given Liv some buttons. There's two things, and that seems like a bigger... Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay, prepare yourself.
Hey, you've got an underwear deal, babe. Well, it's not Calvin Klein. It's just as good.
Yes, and I'm going to get this right now. No, I'm not, because I've forgotten how to say it.
Shinsty.
So on the podcast, The Sunday Roast Reheated, we were talking about the Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock underwear for men.
Yeah.
They've got in touch, and they're going to be sending me some of my own. So I just want you to know that this is The Sunday Roast, hosted by Liv Atwood and underwear model Pete Wicks.
And do they know you need extra small?
We have mentioned it. I think I've found my people, because we are about to do my little venting session, the thing that I love, what's got on my wick.
I feel like I have to give a public service announcement right now, because you're probably having a good time, you're in the garden, you're listening to the tunes, the sun's shining, and now Pete's going to ruin the vibe.
Listen, I'm not going to ruin the vibe, but this is what's got on my wick this week. I'm going to be really honest with you, if you are enjoying the sun, just shut up about it.
Oh, Pete.
It's all anyone is talking about at the minute is the weather, but it's people moaning about the weather. Oh, it's too hot.
Yeah.
But we moan when it's cold, we moan when it's hot, we just moan. People just moan.
Don't you think that's like British culture though?
Well, yeah, now I'm moaning about people moaning.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about that?
I like the heat, so yeah, I mean, I wish people would just enjoy it.
I'm going to be honest with you, now I'm going to do exactly what I just said. I'm quite a hot person.
Sweaty little man.
It's just incredibly rude, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll tell you what's got on my wick this week. Yeah.
So this section's Liv locked in. This is basically things that I'm obsessing over this week, and my little bit of pop culture tea is...
What have you been obsessing over this week, babe?
Selena Gomez has said that her childhood crush was Ice Cube.
Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
That's a weird one. I mean, I'm judging it based on Ice Cube now.
Look, it's the top story on Google.
We were all slightly better when we were younger.
So Selena Gomez naming his a childhood crush. I've shared this in public forums before, but my childhood crush was Casper the Ghost.
I've heard you say this before. I know
it's a sexy little ghost, man.
What was it about him that you liked? Was it the fact he was just shaped like sperm and had no legs?
Obviously, the boy at the end, he turns into a real boy and he says to the girl, can I keep you? It's like this like really famous scene. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm obsessed.
I mean, I don't want this to be weird, and it'll probably get... Wasn't he about a 6-year-old boy?
Yeah, but I was also...
Oh.
A six-year-old girl.
Okay.
Not a six-year-old boy. It's childhood crushes, not now.
Now would be fucking weird.
I think it's weirder to fancy someone who's not your age. Like, at least I had an age-appropriate crush.
Okay, I didn't.
But then, like I said, I watched the film many times and it got confusing because I felt equally towards the ghost as I did the boy.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought it was, like, magical, and the thing, like, it was romantic. And especially when he's a ghost with his big eyes and that round head.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. It was the round head that got you, I think. No, I completely get it. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing mysterious about him, like, you know, emotionally and that. He was pretty transparent. So, good for
I
you,
I like
yeah?
my men thick. Why do you think I hang out with you?
Well, and I'm nearly dead. completely understandable now. I've got you. Now I get
you're
it.
You're coming back as a much more haunting ghost though, than Casper.
Oh, well,
you're coming
you're
back
say,
as
then.
Like a dementor.
Oh, absolutely. I'm coming out. And listen, trust me, Liv, you're the first person I'm haunting.
That was so threatening. That was so threatening, guys.
You are the first person. Trust me. All right, cool. I mean, that's
so
a
slightly... So who was your childhood crush then? Who was your first crush?
Again, it was a cartoon as
Go
well.
Go on.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
I mean... Dark, jet black hair, right. Bright blue eyes, like beautiful skin, like she danced and like she was stunning.
Do you want us to leave the room for this?
Apple's just asked me if I want to continue. But honestly, she had a pet goat. Like,
Yeah. And is it because you feel like you could have been Quasi? She could have took you in.
Yeah, I just wanted her to ring my bell, if I'm honest with you. Like, she was, unbelievable.
Okay.
She still is now, I'll be honest with you.
She's a cartoon, you need to relax.
Live.
Do you know what Disney films, when you get older, so when I watched Beauty and the Beast, they did the remake with Emma Watson, it's like when he turns into the man, you're like, ooh, like I'd rather fuck the beast. And when he turns into the blonde guy at the end, you're like, ooh.
Do you know what's, during Strictly, on movie week, I was nearly the beast.
Right, what do you want me to do? Go back into fucking Strictly time and fuck you?
Have we got time? How long we got left?
You've got the hair, in you? And you're ungroomed, so you've been fine. The box is ticked.
Job done. Happy days. Right, shall we fuck off then?
Lainey said, love this pod. Wish it was longer. Could listen to you all day.
I'm sure you could, Lainey, but we got shit to do. So, just on a Monday, you hope that's enough. This has been the Sunday Roast, reheated.
In the microwave. New episode drops every Monday.
This has been the Sunday Roast Reheated.
I fucking hate you.
No, sorry, go on, you babe.
I can't talk. I'm non-verbal. Right. Just finish it. Finish.
Fuck me, you've said that way too many times before. But if we're in that mood, I reckon I can be done in a minute. This podcast is probably the most random listen ever, but we have a laugh doing it. And if you fancy giving us a rating and a review wherever you listen to this, then please do it.
Don't come and give us one star, because I'll come to your house and put my hand up your butt.
Yeah, she will. You watch, there'll be thousands of men giving us one star at this point. Yeah, no, leave us a review and all
five
that sort
stars,
of stuff. But roast
please.
Us, but give us the five stars. Yeah, oh yeah. It's nice that you're showing them both sides to you.
I'm super manipulative.
Why are you telling me like I don't know you? A new episode drops every Monday, ready for your hot girl walk of the day. After get your blank street or whatever you're doing. That's what people do on hot girl walks, isn't it?
Yeah.
By a body of water. And I bet today it's going to be a very, 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 very,
Sign
very...
Sign off now, sweaty little man.
It's going to be very hot. See you next week.
The Sunday Roast.
Reheated.